taxes.
Eric, could we just to get kind of I know that this was just a work session, but is this something that the commission wants us to come back with and come back with some ideas as to that and some proposals? Do you want to move that forward? Or, I mean, it can still be another work session, but I guess it's also a question of the commission's priorities. You know, we're trying to get the low-hanging fruit. I know there were a lot of material this month. That might have been in part my fault, but it was my recommendation that we put in all of those old minutes from the work that Barbara and many of you, I think some of the other members here, participated in that kind of FCAWS discussion and rewriting FCAWS from, was it 2018-19? But if there's anything there that you saw that you thought should be a priority that you want us to come back with, that's what we're trying to help get out of the, you know, some priorities.
Read most of that, and it's almost 80 pages or something of previous FCOS. I don't know where we're at with making that recommendation.
Well, is it something that maybe at the next meeting you want to, you know, the commissioners can come back and kind of prioritize after you've had some time to digest that all? I think we have some clear direction on the streams, and we can come back with some, you know, thoughts on the LOD, since those are very concrete, but, and then on the other stuff, the commission can kind of tell us what they think are your priorities. Or if none of them are, that's fine too, you know, but if you want to start changing stuff, we need some direction.
Well, is it helpful if all of our commissioners could look at the FCAWS, like I say, it's quite an extensive document, and we have to sometimes, this is a new commission, so we have to refer back to the FCAWS rules and then highlight what we're talking about. It would be helpful for FCAWS to be ordinance to be printed out and sent to all commissioners for review? Or do you think, I mean, it's kind of difficult to go through all that virtually for me, at least. I like to be able to write on stuff, highlight what I want to look at. Not using all my printer ink.
Donna, you're on mute.
I would love to be able to either have it sent to me or I could pick it up somewhere. I mean, it's quite a bit of paper, but it would be great to be able to have, I'd love to have my hands on it.
Yeah, we can get hard copies sent to you.
Or if one person wants to come and pick them up, they're more than welcome to do that too. We can let you know when they're available. Don, you're on mute.
I would be glad to pick them up.
Thank you, Donna.
I'm okay with the electronic. I do want to say thank you, Polly. It was for one, a person that didn't participate to try to catch up with all the hard work that everyone's done. It's really good. And I like the idea of, you know, picking an area of focus, especially maybe those that have already participated in the area of focus, because it's, we take one bite of the elephant at a time.
Not sure if everybody heard what I said. Yeah, that FCAWS ordinance is quite extensive, and I myself like to read it on paper and make highlights for these kinds of meetings. So I think it's very helpful if we could get that out to all our commissioners now, so we're more in line with understanding these changes. Do we want to?
For those of you who are more electronic, just in the meantime, but I understand the paper. For a person myself, but if you go onto the Brighton website and look at our municipal code, it's chapter 19.72 is the foothills and canyons overlay zone as it relates to Brighton. So just so you know where to go if you want to look at it online.
So for the rest of the commissioners, do you want to review that before we go on to the other public hearing? Because there are also changes to the FCAS. Or do you feel like you're prepared to talk about tree and vegetation protection?
Well, those ones do, I mean, it's up to the commission, of course, but we're not, we're just looking at a small portion of it. So, you know, which is redlined there.
Right.
The first part, the kind of work session part, was more, I think, high level, trying to get your priorities and thoughts on some changes. I think we talked about these changes where we're having a public hearing at your last meeting. And now we were, we noticed it for a public hearing so that we could move forward with actual, with actual language code changes.
I think that it's really useful. I mean, I appreciate it, and I think it will be very useful to get a hard copy of the FCAS in front of people so they can keep that at hand for these discussions. But I also think what Jim did here in this work session is also particularly helpful. I mean, I think Jim's got more insight on and more kind of visibility on what FCAS is and what the issues that may be in it that are kind of apt to be highlighted for us to consider being changed, like the fact that the setback, the FCAS setback is different than what the watershed requires. If we wanted to go to 50, it would make things consistent and facilitate easier decision-making processes across the multiple jurisdictions that are at play. And I think that's a really, I personally think that's a really useful exercise, because I mean, I think the commission as a group can grasp at straws all day looking at FCAS and thinking about what may or may not be important, but that perspective of how things fit with the other structures is, you know, I think staff has a lot of insight on that, and it's, I think, useful to hear that from them where they see areas that we could streamline things, improve things, make things better. So I, for one, really kind of appreciate that structure and process.
Well, I think if some people are more digitally inclined, they should just let us know. There's no use wasting paper if you don't need it. But I'm happy to pick them up and try to deliver them to some of you. And those of you who I don't know where you are, you can come and pick them up for me.
Or I can do that. Don, I'm not stepping on your toes, but...
Whatever.
I have a property...
Doesn't matter.
I have a property near the Wendy's office. I go by it a couple times a week anyway.
Oh, sure. Well, what? That's fine. So we'll let Don do it.
Okay. I guess I'm unclear where we're at now. Do we want to have Melissa give her spiel now?
Yeah.
She's all ready. Why don't we let her speak?